Hello?
Hi, this is Shelly calling from Eagle Moss. Did you request a call back?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how can I help?
So, okay, I have been trying to get through via email to get this thing taken care of. I put in an order back in early March, March 3rd, and the order didn't actually go through on Eagle Moss's site, but the invoice got automatically sent to PayPal and they took the money out of my account. And I'm just trying to get the money back. That's it. And I've
Okay.
been trying for a month.
Okay. Zachary Thomas?
Yes.
And that's at 119 Brawley Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please.
I have the invoice ID and the transaction ID and everything from PayPal as well. I just need it authorized so from you all. So I have documents that I can give to PayPal so I can get my money back.
Okay, so I'm showing one that was from February 16th, and then one that's from October 20th.
Right, that's the you didn't listen to what I said. I have already contacted and asked about the order. The order did not actually get put into the system because there was some weird glitch with it. But the Eagle Moss company has taken a payment from me via PayPal for this order. I have the receipt from PayPal for it. I just need the return authorized so I can get the money back. I have sent the order PDF and all the information via email multiple times, and I keep being told supervisors are looking into it and then don't hear anything ever.
Okay. Yes, so we use a system called BMI where we locate customers, and if the like nothing exists for us to authorize a return on. It's not that we don't want to, because I would do it right now if I had a order, but like if it doesn't exist, it's kind of hard for us to authorize a return.
Okay, then why did PayPal say that I have a charge of $194.89 from Eagle Moss on March 3rd, 2022?
I'm not sure, sir, because we definitely don't
Please don't
have.
call me sir.
I'm sorry, but we don't have that charge in our system. Like, I would do it right now, but I don't.
Okay, can I give you all the PayPal invoice ID so you can actually look into it for me? Because I've been trying to get this taken care of for a month.
Sure, if I can find it, I'll go ahead and authorize it back. Go ahead.
Okay, so the invoice ID from PayPal is 900082321. And then the transaction ID is 44 J as in Juliet 237 38 G as in Gary 314 06 143. And the order had been for Stargate, Death Glider, Gould Mothership, and then the Expanse Rocinante XL.
Yeah, those aren't popping. So let me just make sure I'm correct. It could be
Yeah,
me.
I definitely know that it didn't go into the system because I've been trying to find it. Like, it's not in my orders on Eagle Moss's website, but I do have the transaction from PayPal that says the money was taken from my account, and I have $200 that's missing.
And they're declining dispute.
Well, I can't dispute it because of the way PayPal works that how do I would even would I even argue about it? Because they will tell me that I have to get a return authorized or something of the sort. So if I can get some sort of documentation from your end, your company saying that you never got this money and that it's just gone, maybe I can get it fixed.
Okay, one moment. Okay, what can I do? Give me 1 second.
Because if I look at PayPal, I'm looking at it right now on my computer. The only options I have in terms of filing an issue with it is the item wasn't delivered, I want a refund, I have an issue with a subscription or recurring payment, I was billed a different amount or billed twice, or I want to report unauthorized activity. And it's not really any of those.
Yes, I understand. Just bear with me just a moment. Because like I said, it's not the fact that we don't want to help you. We just,
no, yeah, I know. It's frustrating.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do something in the back end, see if I can maybe force it. Because I can send you something saying that we didn't receive this order.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, so is your email, is that xtvengeance@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, 1 moment.
The PayPal email is a different account, but yes, that is my email.
Okay, when was the order attempted on?
March 3rd, 2022.
March 3rd.
I mean, if you can give me a direct email, I can send you the PDF I have of the file from PayPal right now.
Yes, sir. I'm a different level in Eagle Moss, so I can't see their emails, but I can send them. So I'm just trying to see if I can.
Okay.
Yeah. What would it need to say? Just like the order wasn't located?
So I guess that would probably work, but it's like I'm trying to get the – so one of the things, if I wanted to try and order a refund, I have to put in like tell them the problem, provide other details, and let them know that I've reached out to the seller and attached documents to report – you know, to support my case, which this is what that would be. That there was some sort of technical issue and the payment was taken, but the order didn't go through.
Okay. And that J and G that's in that transaction number, is that capitalized or not?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Okay, so what I'm putting on here is saying, in regards to your inquiry on an order that was attempted on March 3rd, 2022, Eagle Moss is not able to locate an order under the order number. And I put the 90000823321 or
yes.
Transaction ID 44, J as in John, 23738, G as in George, 31406143.
Yes.
And at this time, let's advise that it did not go through.
Yeah.
Okay. Moss. Sure. First. Give me just a second.
Hopefully that will be good enough for PayPal because they're a pain to deal with.
Sure. No, I understand. I'm just like, I have to find a workaround around things. And I'm not sure what, because there's no, like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, they don't hide charges from us on the floor because it would just be something impossible for them to put in the system like that. So the fact that I can't see it, it There's no way.
I don't know what happened, because like if the charge had gone through, this probably would have already been taken care of, because they would have just added the order in to fix everything or refunded it already. But for some reason, when I tried to put the payment through, I can remember it like bugged out when I placed the order. And so I just hit the placement again, and it's still like, I never got a confirmation email from Eagle Moss, but I did get one from PayPal, and then the $195 was out of my account.
Right.
So this has been weird.
I understand. Okay. So I'm trying to make this look, I'm typing it up. So I'm trying to make it look as professional as possible. I put our email on there just in case, and our phone number on there just in case. I'm going to go ahead and send this, and then I'll wait with you while you check to make sure you got it. So I just sent it.
Just got it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
hopefully
sir.
This will solve the problem.
Okay. Yeah, I do apologize about calling you, sir. I'm so sorry. I keep forgetting. It's just a thing.
It's okay.
Thought. And as far as I know, I think we got everything cleared for now. But of course, do you have any questions for me?
No, I do not. If there's any issues, you know, I can always call back or send another email to the customer service. Thank you for being helpful.
Oh, absolutely. And I do appreciate your call here at Eagle Moss. I hope you have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye.